Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, September 10th, 2017. Pastor Paul Tolbert. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And when the wind is whipping around and you're seeing trees just go by your window like straw, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. How can that possibly be? One of the things we're going to be looking at is exactly how the Lord wants us to be calm and at peace and rejoice in him. We're going to be looking at that today. I'm going to invite the children to come up here for a brief children's devotion, but I want to remind them, first of all, what was going on. Go to the middle of the Jordan, in front of the ark of the Lord your God, and each man is to lift up one stone on his shoulder. The number will correspond to the number of the tribes descended from the sons of Israel, so that this may be a sign among you. When your children ask in the future, what do these stones mean for you? Then you shall respond to them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off in front of the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When the ark passed through the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. And these stones will serve as a permanent memorial for the people of Israel. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our defender. Amen. Now I invite the children to come up here for a brief children's devotion. We have our little castle here again. How are you guys doing this morning? Good?
Good.
Good morning. Good morning. Today you're going to be getting a gift from me again. And one of the people who helped make that gift is here with us today. His name is Matt. Say hi, Matt. Yeah, he helped make this gift so that you guys would understand and have something to take with you so you can tell somebody about what you're going to hear today. And what do we have? We have some more of these. These are rocks, I want you to see this. See that in there? That's a little cross on there. It's a glow-in-the-dark cross. If you put it in front of the light at night, you can see the cross there. Doesn't matter where it's at. That's what it is. The reason why I'm giving you this is because Jesus wants us to remember what he did. All of the good stuff he did, and the biggest, bestest, goodest thing he ever did was he went to a cross and took all the naughty things you ever did and he paid for them so that you don't have to worry about them anymore. And then he said, you know, I'm not going to stay dead on the cross. I'm going to come back to life again so that you can be with me in heaven and you and you and you and you and you and, you and all of them and whoever believes me, they'll be with me in heaven just like that. It's an amazing thing. And we have a tendency to forget that. You remember the very first children's devotion that you ever went to? Yeah. Most people don't. Some of the grown-ups here remember quite a few of them, but they don't always remember all of them because we have a tendency to forget. So God told his Old Testament people, I don't want you to forget that I am the God who keeps his promises. I remember. So when God made the promise when you were baptized, God promised you, you're my daughter now, and you get to go home to heaven. That's a promise. She might forget that. She might become scared. She might become worried. She might forget about God. But God says, I'm never going to forget about you. That's the cool thing. Now, you already have one of these. Why are you going to get another one? You're getting another one so that you can share it with somebody else. And what you can do is you can go like this, say, hi, I went to church. Here you go. Hold that, please. I went to church and, well, here, you want to pick your own? I went to church and I got this rock from pastor. And you know what he did? He told us that I was supposed to take this rock and share it with somebody. And they'll say, why are you giving me a rock? And what you do, you tell them, well, this is a special rock. This is a rock that was made, it was a gift. A couple of the confirmation class people helped make this gift so I would remember that God always remembers. He does great things. So let's fold our hands in prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for writing everything down in your word. Thank you for taking away all of our sins and the cross and coming back to life again. Please help us to use this to remember that you are the God who remembers and you keep your promises. Amen. Now you may go back to your seats. Matt, would you take these back for me also? Good idea. I have my own little rock up here too to remind me to remind you to use it. It might be helpful. What I did is I had one of these rocks in my hand when I was preparing for this, when I was learning my sermon by heart, all those things I had. I kept little things to remind myself that it's connected with this rock. The reason I did that is because you can make memories of all sorts of things. You can make memories of places. You can make memories of people. You can make memories of experiences. We all have those memories. But when you can attach them to a place, a specific place, or a specific thing, you can bring back a whole flood of things. Whenever I see a single light hanging down with one light bulb in it, barely lighting up a room, I am reminded, the Lord uses that little thing to remind me of a man by the name of Mr. Needham. Because when I was in Sunday school, we did not have a really nice room to live. We actually met in the downstairs kitchen. Smelled kind of funny. Hard floors, itty-bitty chairs. And he would come in every Sunday and he would teach us God's word. And there's always that one little bulb just hanging down there, just barely lighting up the room. Itty-bitty little room. And I remember that little light bulb. That little light bulb reminds me of a particular Bible history that he shared with me about how David defeated Goliath. And he painted such a living picture in my brain as he's telling me the story. And right before he gets to the end of the story where David defeats Goliath, he stops his storytelling. And he says to us, little guys, David did not know how the story was going to end. He just trusted that God was going to end it. And then he finished the story. That has affected all of my training. I try to paint a picture in people's minds of what God has so clearly put in his word, and which we have a tendency to just skip over so quickly. Don't skip over Bible history. Don't skip over these great histories of God that he has recorded for us, because God has done that the same way he's done things in your life, to record memorials in your life, like he did with me, that little hanging light bulb. He's done the same thing with you. I remember one person came back one time and shared with me the fact that they used a name. One of the sermons I had was on prayer, and they were going through a particularly difficult time. So I used that very common acronym, F-R-O-G, FROG, Fully Rely on God. And it so impacted them that a couple years later they came back and told me that they named their homestead Frog. I had completely forgotten about the sermon, but they didn't.
So you never know what the Lord is going to use to attach part of his word to you. The Lord wants us to remember what God has done. Remember what God has done for you and for others, and to remember to create conversations with children about the great goodness of our God. Phenomenal goodness. I want to read to you one more time. It says, "This may be a sign among you when your children ask in time to come, saying, 'What do these stones mean to you?' Then you shall answer them." And again, "The Lord said to the people of Israel, 'In the future, when children ask their parents, what do these stones mean? The children should be told that Israel crossed the Jordan River on dry ground. The Lord your God dried up the Jordan ahead of you until you had crossed, as he did to the Red Sea until we had crossed.'" We have a tendency to forget. And so God says, don't forget. Remember the good things I have done for you. Because this wicked world that we are living in is always trying to erase things. Always trying to put God on the back burner. Always fighting against what you believe because God has written it in his word. And in our culture, it happens so slowly and so quietly. Sometimes we forget what exactly is happening. Christianity depends on parents telling the next generation of kids, making sure they understand it correctly, making sure they understand it well, making sure that not only are the parents in awe of what God has done, but also the children are in awe that this great Lord God loves them. Could we ever lose that here in our culture? I'm going to read to you some dates and some things that have happened. 1962. Prayer in public schools, is declared illegal. 1963. Public Bible reading in schools is declared illegal. 1980. It's been declared illegal to post the Ten Commandments in schools. 1990, it's illegal to speak against homosexuality because it's now hate speech. 2002, it's illegal now to speak against Islamicism, hate speech. I took those dates because those are dates that I knew had wound up in a court system, had gone through our system, where people got in trouble for saying the truth. That's happening right now. You and I need to be, the Lord says, vigilant. We need to remember what he has done for us. This is what he says. "Be careful that you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. Fear the Lord your God. Serve him only. Take your oaths in his name. Do not follow other gods, the gods of the peoples around you, for the Lord your God who is among you is a jealous God, and his anger will burn against you, and he'll destroy you from the face of the land." The Lord wants us to remember what he has done, the great, phenomenal things that he has done for us, and to create conversations with children. But they're not going to get it, Pastor. We should wait till they get a little bit older. No. He says, create conversations with children. When your children ask, why is there a big box in the front that nothing is really on? Tell them. When your children ask, why do you walk past this big wooden thing that's in the middle of the aisle when you walk into church? Tell them. Why is it that we don't sit straight? We kind of sit like we're giving each other a hug. Why is that? Tell them. Why do those windows keep on changing all the time? Beautiful things. Why is that? Tell them. When you go up for the Lord's Supper, tell them why you're going up Tell them what God has done for you and be in awe of that. Because that's what you want to pass on to the children. The truth and the fact that the truth matters. Remember what God has done. What has God done? This is how they got into the land that God had promised to give to them 400 years earlier. He said, the Lord said to Joshua, order the priests who carry the Ark of the Testimony to go into the Jordan River. And they're supposed to go into the Jordan River, and as their feet touched the flood stage river, it would stop. And they would go through on dry ground. Two miracles. Whoa. So as they're going through, and the Ark of the Covenant stayed right in the middle, and all of the people went in front of them, 40,000 soldiers came in through the back door, get rid of Jericho, that wicked city. Then all the family and the kids. And then they got to the other side, and then Joshua says, "Up, you, and you, 12 guys, you come back with me, and you pick a stone. As God says, he doesn't want you to forget this." And that's what they did. Every time you go through God's word, you find all sorts of things that maybe you forgot, maybe you kind of feel guilty about because you haven't read it so often. Read it. Learn to understand what God is telling you so that you are prepared when the kids ask you, why do we worship on a Sunday? How come not on a Wednesday? How come we have extra services during the time before Christmas and the time before Lent? Why do a lot of people get dressed up on Sunday even though they're just sitting there? Why does Pastor begin every worship service with the words, in the name of? He doesn't say, we begin in the name of. He just says, in the name of. Why does that happen? When your children ask, the Lord says, tell them. Which means we grown-ups had better be grown-ups and be ready to share those treasures of God's word with our children. Remember the great things that God has done and create conversations. Children. One of the things that I'm telling you, every now and then I just have to fess up to something here. When I was growing up, and they said, yeah, they set this all up at a place called Gilgal. And I said, what kind of a weird city name is that? And I didn't look any more at it. And then what happens is I get to high school. And of course, in high school, I know everything because, all right, but I am going to read my Bible. And I came to this part again. And they set out these stones at Gilgal. Well, what is the big deal with Gilgal? Why did God tell us? Why didn't he just say he set it up on the bank and left it go at that? Why does he mention Gilgal? What happened is that 40 years had gone by that they had been wandering in the wilderness. And then all of that time that they had been wandering in the wilderness to the day when they walked into the promised land, to the day, that was the day that they had left. Whoa. And God had taken away the shame of all that being in slavery and all that grumbling and complaining and all that discipline that he had to do. He had removed that from them, just like God has removed all of our sin from us with Jesus on the cross. So Joshua is being told, you know what? I've rolled that away from you. I put that onto me. I took care of that for you. The name of the city, well, I'll just read to you what it says. The Lord said to Joshua, you were slaves in Egypt. This was your shame. But today I have rolled that shame off from you. So Joshua named that place Gilgal. And that place is still named Gilgal today. 40 years of defeat and 40 years of sadness and difficulty had been rolled off of them because God had chosen to bless them. What an incredible God we serve. Gilgal means rolled off the shame. This 12 Riverstone monument was built not just to serve the children, but to remind the adults, this is the awesome God that we serve. This is a God that we serve who speaks and entire galaxies come into existence on day four. Who speaks to the earth and full-grown trees come whooshing up out of the earth. This is the amazing God that we serve, who's packed all of his stuff that we need to know to get into heaven. He put it into his Bible, and he preserved that Bible. And he says, guess what? Don't forget it. And you're saying, well, I could never forget. No way. I know this really well. Well, really. We have a constant person always trying to get that away. Satan does not want you to remember a single thing about God and his word. He wants you to be terrified at your sin. He wants you not to have any peace. He wants you to forget. So you make rocks. You make your little memorials, your own little memorial. What is your memorial? Someone was coming in today, and they said, ah, and they saw that has a little cross on it. This cross glows in the dark. And they shared with me that, you know, I was at a funeral, and a rock was given to me with a cross on it. So I would remember. And they still have that today. You don't have to keep this unless it helps you to remember that Jesus Christ keeps his promises. That Jesus Christ is the one who will never let you down. That he has removed all of your sin, guaranteed your way to heaven. And Jesus Christ loves children. And he wants you to tell children the great wonders that he has done. In his name, so let us live. Amen.